Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us now is a special guest who's down here, signing autographs and just making fans happy, former Pirates pitcher and former Pirates pitching coach, Grant Jackson. Hi, Grant.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming. The first thing that I would ask you is, you live, as we just found out, in Upper St. Clair. You've lived here since 1977. So even though you played for, four or five different teams, or six teams, the Pirates, are they the team that you still kind of identify with?
Well, yeah, I love the Pittsburgh area here. My kids, I got my grandkids here, but I loved it here, and I had a chance to go to Milwaukee when Chuck called me in the office. Tanner, I'm talking about. He said, "Buck, the California Angels or the Milwaukee Brewers wanted you." So I said, "First, let me talk to my family, see what they say." Well, my family said, "Pop, you like it here, so now you see me." So, but I travel around quite a bit, and I tell people the reason why I got traded from Baltimore to the Yankees, Yankees to the Orioles, vice versa, from Yankees to the Pirates. Because I say, I didn't do nothing wrong. I was just with the wrong team. But I never had a losing record. I can check it out.
Well, yeah, and you actually have a pretty good record with a lot of good numbers, which is why you pitched for a long, long time. I think people most identify you here with the 79 Pirates, the team that won the World Series. Is that the ring you wear?
Yeah, so this is one of my rings I have. Also have one with Billy Martin with the Yankees and Earl Weaver with the Orioles.
Right, but the 1979 team
is a powerhouse.
Is a powerhouse, and believe it or not, it's hard to believe, but it's the last time the Pirates have won a playoff series. It was 1979, and you were a part of that team.
I won the World Series.
Yes, yeah. But that's what I'm saying.
I got to win it. I was on the mound when Stroudy hit the home run to put us ahead. Then I went out there, and I didn't get tired, but I had to make the move and brought it to COVID-T, got the save, and we got the ring.
But are you surprised we're sitting here in 2018 and that was the last time the Pirates won a playoff series? Forget about a World Series, a playoff series.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'm surprised because a lot of the other teams out there that have helped themselves and improved themselves. But this year here, I don't know what our record is to the numbers, but right now they do a little bit on the West Coast right now. I'll come back and looking for the wild card. You know, I don't think you'll be able to catch anybody else. But just get in the game and see what happens because it's going to be a one-game playoffs. And you play against the right team, you can win. If you don't, go down and call Florida.
That's right. Go start golfing. Do you follow the team at all still? Do you watch some of the games?
I watch some. I don't go to the ballpark that much unless you call and ask me to go down and do some autographs and or go to speak with different groups and stuff like this here. But to go to the ballpark, I have to sit up. So, because I watch 2 innings, all of a sudden I'm trying to watch a game, you know, and kind of autograph. So I'd rather be up there where I can enjoy the game and get a chance to talk to other people that are in the booth up there with me. But on the field, field level two, gets kind of crowded up there after the second. Because Omar Marino and myself, we go up there, all of a sudden you have a bunch of people around and you can't see the game. Yeah, and I don't want to get whacked.
Well, do you watch the game? Do you start to zero in on the pitchers? I mean, you're a pitcher and a pitching coach. I mean, do you start to kind of zero in on what the pitchers are doing?
I watch the pitching. I watch the games on TV. Mm-hmm. And on TV I can see and I can – I don't judge. And I just watch and say, well, if this guy should have did this. But I say it to myself. I don't say it to nobody else because that's why when I sit down, I want to be by myself. I don't know nobody asking me questions. Well, why didn't he do this or – you know, I just shake my head.
Has pitching changed dramatically since you pitched?
Well, they got guys that we had guys throw hard back then, you know, and I threw hard back then, but the name of the game is throwing strikes. When I got inducted through the Hall of Fame in Pennsylvania here, and Billy Hargrove said, now the only man to pitch 20 years in Major League never walked two people in a row. And it was Bob Villa myself. And I looked at him, I said, Bob, I said, I know it ain't you, but I said, I've hit two in a row, especially if they hit Yeah. One of my guys. You hear one of my guys, I'm going to get two of yours.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. But my game is to throw strikes. And if I throw strike one, either you hit me out or I'm going to get strike one. A lot of times you go out there and pitch a game. Like Greg Maddux. You don't have to throw hard to get people out. In fact, they don't have a machine that throws a changeup either, so that's a good pitch. Yeah.
You look at the pitchers, though, today. I mean, the way that, you know, they use so many bullpen, you know, relievers and this and that and the other thing, and guys are only allowed to go 90 pitches and five innings and stuff. That's got to be tough for somebody that played in your era to watch, knowing how many innings you guys used to go, and you guys used to want the ball for that many innings.
Well, I've had games when I was pitching with the Phillies back then as a starter, even with the Orioles. If I started the game and say Weaver or somebody, or at that time Cal McLeish when I was with the Phillies, I wanted to complete the game. Now, I had I'm not bragging, but I had more complete games than these guys nowadays in one season. You know, I had five shutouts and bang, bang, bang. But the name of the game is to throw strikes and beat the team that you're with. And back then, I came along BBB, BBM, before big money. And I never want to get traded, and all I want to do is win. And that's where we were, and the complete game is the name of the game. They don't even have a column for CG, the complete games, because very seldom happens. The other day, the kid pitched, had a no-hitter, complete game up in Denver. But that's very rare, but that's the way it works nowadays. Steve Blass and I talk, and, you know, we sit there and grin, and, you know, 77 pitches, ease. 100 pitches, ease. 135 pitches, then you're going to have the ball.
Yeah.
But back then, we only have a four-man rotation. We didn't have a five-man rotation. So that's where it was, and we went through it. I didn't know it till the other day. A guy sent me an article from Baltimore. He said, you know something, Grant, you're the only guy at the Baltimore Orioles that won every game. It was in... And all decisions for a whole week. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you know, we played six games that week, had Thursday off. He said, you won three and saved the rest. I said, did I? He said, yeah, that's what I beat him. Because I don't care. No, I'm not much on stats. I'm not a stat. All I want is to get the W for whoever I'm playing for. And that's the name of the game. If I win, we win. You know, you win, we win. So that's the way it works.
Did you just real quickly? Do you remember the number of pitches, like the most number of pitches? Did you ever throw like 160 pitches in a game?
No, 152.
152.
Well, I was against Tom Sears, and I had 13 strikeouts.
Yeah.
And beat him 2-1.
152. Nowadays, that's like three starts for guys. 152 pitches.
I think I'm not strong on nobody else, but I fire till you fall.
Grant, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us, and thanks also for coming down here to the Fan Fest. And you know what,
pleasure's all mine.
Good luck, and hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark sometime.
Well, you come out, I'm there, but I'll be hiding.
Okay. He's Grant Jackson, former Pirates pitcher and pitching coach. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.